You know, I'm really excited and thankful to be a part of this church. Whether or not you realize that this church is one of a kind. And I was just at a ministry meeting. We're a little ways away, but at a drive at the same point in time. And a bunch of youth pastors and stuff were getting together and junior church workers. And what's interesting is they were all talking about how there was a disconnect between the church and the teenagers. And how that was a serious problem, and that they were having a hard time because the teenagers were kind of off on themselves, and the church was, you know, and they wanted the church to have a part in the youth group. And I'll be honest with you, at that point in time, I kind of got a little proud, and as far as you know what, hey, I'm a part of a church where, you know what, there is no disconnect, and it's an awesome thing, that our teenagers are part of our church. They're not just a ministry and they're kind of off on themselves. They're a part of our church and they're vital to our services. And I'm glad that there's no disconnect between the adults and the teenagers. And that really says a lot for our church, but it says a lot for our teenagers too. Here's the thing is I'm just so excited to see what God's doing here in our church. And, the thing about it is as far as our youth group goes, our last youth activity, we had 20 teenagers. And that's so exciting. And the ladies' meeting was an awesome deal. I wasn't there, and for those of you that are wondering. But anyways, the ABC Club and soul winning and our teenagers are getting our own track and for knocking on doors and we're excited about that and the parent appreciation dinner and just everything that's going on. We got VBS coming up and the fall revivals and just everything coming up. I'm so excited to be a part of this church. And listen, you know what? God is so good. God is so good. And you know what? I'm so excited about what God's doing here in our church. And the fact that everybody seems to be jumping in. And listen, I tell you what, it's exciting. These days are exciting days to serve God. And if you're not involved, just jump in and God is good. And God, you know what? I believe God has big plans for our church in the future. And I'm excited to be a part of them. And I'm excited to see what God's doing. I'm just thankful to be here, you know, excited to serve God. Everybody take your Bibles, please, and turn to 1 Kings chapter 18. 1 Kings chapter 18. We're going to start reading in verse 20. 1 Kings chapter 18. When you find it, please stand in honor of God's word. 1 Kings chapter 18, starting in verse 20. We're going to read a few verses and then we're going to skip down a little bit. Verse 20, ready? So Ahab set unto all the children of Israel and gathered the prophets together into Mount Carmel. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, then follow him. If Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. Then said Elijah unto the people, I only remain a prophet of the Lord, but Baal's prophets are 450 men. Let them therefore give us two bullocks, and let them choose one bullock for themselves, and cut it in pieces, and lay it on the wood, and put no fire under it. And I will dress the other bullock, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under it. And call ye on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God that answers by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, it is well spoken. Verse 36. And it came to pass at the time of the offering, the evening sacrifice, that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their hearts back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I pray that you just use me. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that you just guide every word, guide my thoughts. Heavenly Father, I pray that you just help me to give the message that you've given to me in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. You know, this is one of my favorite stories in the Bible, and it just reminds me so much about the power of God. And how good God is. And the thing about it is that this is one of those stories where from time to time, I've just got to review this story because it excites me so much. It fires me up. And the thing about it is that here is Elijah, and there's been a famine in the land, the Bible says, because of the sins and the truth of Ahab. And the truth of the matter is that Elijah comes and he calls for Ahab, and the thing about it is he says, you know what, gather all the people together on Mount Carmel and we're going to find out who the true God is. And the truth of the matter is that Ahab gathers all the people together, and the Bible says that there was 400 prophets of Baal, 450 prophets of Baal, and 400 prophets of the grove, the Bible says, which did eat at Jezebel's table. Sounds like she was buying them off. And the thing about it is, you know what's interesting about a lot of the other religions out there? Seems like too many times they're bought off. They're all about the money. They're all about, you know, why are there so many Bibles out there? It's all about the money. It's not about the Word of God. It's not about trying to spread the gospel. It's all about trying to get the almighty dollar. And the thing about it is, you know what? Hey, we need to get back to not worrying about the dollar, not worrying about our, you know, like I taught the teenagers this morning. Hey, selfishness will ruin us. Selfishness is the beginning of all sin. We need to get back to, hey, turn your eyes upon Jesus, like the song says. And, you know, but the thing about it is here's all these prophets. And the Bible says, get this, these are some profound words right here. Elijah calls all the people together. And you know what? He has a little preaching session right here. And he says, you know what? How long halt ye between two opinions? Because the truth of the matter is all these people, you know what? They were like the Bible talks about, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. He says, hey, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, then follow him. If Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. Why? This kind of reminds me of my kids. You tell them, hey, did you do thus and so? And they put their head down and they don't answer you. Why? Because they know the answer that they should give is not the one they're proud of. And the truth of the matter is, you know what? Hey, this is exactly the way the children of Israel are. Hey, how long halt ye between two opinions? If God be God, then follow him. If Baal, then follow him. And they answered him not a word. And the truth of the matter is Elijah said unto the people, I only, remain a prophet of the Lord. And Baal's prophets are 450 men. Hey, the truth of the matter is, he said, hey, listen, I'm willing to stand alone. And teenagers, it's about time that we learn to stand alone. When it's time to stand, don't look around and see if anybody else is following you. Don't look around to see if anybody else is backing you. Hey, the truth of the matter is the only direction you should look is up. Am I on God's side? And the truth of the matter is, you know what? Like we learned from Elijah, hey, listen, it doesn't matter if those false prophets are on our side. It doesn't matter if our friends are, you know what? It doesn't matter. If God be for us, who can be against us? You know what? And this is, I'll be honest with you. This story right here just fires me up. It gets me excited because, you know what? It's a testament of what God can do. And I'm going to skip ahead a little bit. I want you to look at this. Verse 30, let's see. Verse 36. And said, the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel. Now the thing about it is, you know what? I'll be honest with you. A lot of us don't pray like that nowadays. But you know what? I wonder if maybe we should. The truth of the matter is, hey, listen, guys, God is the same God of Abraham. God, the God that we serve is the same God of the God of Isaac. It's the same God of the God of Israel. Hey, listen, my God that I prayed to this morning and that I prayed to in the service is the same God that Elijah served, is the same God that Elisha served, is the same God that Moses served, is the same God that Noah served. Hey, listen, it's the same God. Our God is alive and well. And listen, my friend, you know what? We pray to the same God. We serve the same God. And you know what? Hey, listen. Hey, we don't need anybody around us. We don't need a support group. Hey, we got the support group. We have the Heavenly Father. And you know what? He is just as powerful today as he was the day before. He is just as powerful today as he was back in the days of Elijah. And you know what? This is why it's so exciting to serve God. Because you know what? The light shines brightest in the darkest times. And hey, listen. It doesn't matter how dark the world gets. We serve serve the light of the world. We serve the light of the world. And you know what? Hey, listen, it's exciting. It's exciting. You can't read this passage. You can't read the Bible without getting excited. Hey, listen, you know what? Exciting times are ahead of us as long as we serve the God of this book. As long as we dig into the truths. As long as we claim the promises. Like Pastor said, as long as we pray. As long as we read our Bible and get sin out of our lives. Hey, listen, exciting times are ahead. But listen, I tell you what. You know what? I don't have time to turn there, but you know what? The dark days are when we walk away from God, not when we're serving Him. It's exciting. I'm away from my outline. I'm too excited. But anyways, the thing about it is you know what? So Elijah takes and, you know, he lets these false prophets go ahead. He says, go ahead. You know, I'll tell you what. You take your bullock, put it on the sacrifice, and you go ahead and do your thing. And the Bible says that choose you one bullock and they go on and you know what, verse 27, this is one of my favorite parts. And it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them and saying, cry aloud, for he is a God, for either he's talking or he's pursuing or he's on a journey or peradventure he sleepeth and must be awaked. And they cried aloud and cut themselves after the manner which knives and lances till the blood gushed out upon them. Here's Elijah said, hey, listen, hey, maybe he's on the cell phone. I don't know. Hey, yeah, hey, maybe he took a journey and he's at Disneyland. What? You got to cry louder. And you know what? The Bible says Elijah mocked him. And I, you know what? I think Elijah was having fun there. And the truth of the matter is, you know what? It must have bothered them because they started cutting themselves and crying louder. And you know what? Hey, Elijah knew what was going to happen. You know, just like we know what's going to happen. It's just like the song says, I've read the back of the book and we win. Hey, listen, if we're on God's side, hey, read Revelation. It's just as exciting. Hey, you know what? God is going to come back and you know what? It's exciting. Hey, you know what? Those of us that are alive and remain shall be caught up together with Him in the clouds. Hey, listen, we're on our way to heaven. And you know what? Hey, we don't win. We don't lose. You know what? The old smutty face of the devil, he's the one that loses. I tell you what, you know, hey, it's exciting. It's exciting. You know, hey, serving God is exciting. You know what? Hey, the truth of the matter is Elijah knew what was going to happen. And the Bible says that in verse 29, it came to pass when midday was passed that they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice. And there was neither voice nor any to answer, nor any that regarded. See, that's, I'll be honest with you. This is a sad part about those people that don't follow our God. Truth of the matter is you can pray to Muhammad all you want. There's none that regardeth nor any that answers. You can pray to Baal. You can pray to Mary. The truth of the matter is the Bible says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I tell you what, you know what? I'm glad we serve a God that's a living God. You know what? The stone was rolled away. But the truth of the matter is you know, the sad part is there's a lot of people in Bucyrus that don't have the truth. There's a lot of people in Ohio that don't have the truth. I want to say Michigan has the truth, but you know what? There's a lot of people in Michigan that don't have the truth. There's a lot of people across the world. Why do you think we support missionaries? Because we're spreading, you know what? Hey, thy word is truth, the Bible says. The thing about it is that, you know what? Elijah, I can, you know what? I would have loved to have been there. So here's Elijah, and the Bible says, Elijah said unto all the people, come near unto me. Hey, something's about ready to happen, right? And the Bible says, come near unto me, and all the people came near unto him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. Hey, listen, I'll be honest with you. This is one of the saddest portions of this story right here, that the altar of the Lord was broken down. Too many times we as Christians, we let our altar be broken down. You know what? Hey, we need to get back to an old-fashioned altar. We need to get back to, hey, sin, you know what? Confessing sin before God and saying, you know what? I'm going to keep short accounts. We need to get close to God, not further away. The truth of the matter is if the Christians would have been what they were supposed to be, the altar of God would have not got broken down. So he repairs the altar, and Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the son of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. And with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord. You know what? Here's Elijah coming up. He's gonna show the people how powerful God really is. And you know what? He put the wood in order and cut the bullock in pieces and laid them on the wood. And he says, fill 4 barrels of water and pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood. So here's the people, and he fills 4 barrels of water and they pour it on. And he says, do it a second time. And they did it a second time. Do it a third time. Now here's the thing is, you know what? I'll be honest with you. I am the worst fire starter ever. If I come to your house and your fire goes out in the wintertime and you're, don't ask me to do it. And I'm one of those people where, I got to take all the paper I can find and shove it underneath and all the cardboard and cover it up. And then I take the gasoline can and just start dousing and try and soak up the wood. And then it's like you got to light the match and just throw it from a long ways away because all of a sudden here's a mushroom cloud, you know. And but anyways, that's how I start fires. But you know what? Here's Elijah. He says, hey, listen, watch this, guys. And douse it with water. Don't do it again. All right, one more time. And so here's the thing. Now, listen. I want you to see this. The thing about it is this. Remember, they just came out of a famine. So water was a precious commodity. It says, hey, listen, you turn back to God, it's not going to be an issue. And the truth of the matter is he poured water on the sacrifice, and Elijah prays, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, he knew the power of God. That I am thy servant, and I've done all that I've command, all of these things at thy word. He wasn't just doing them to show off. God told him to do that. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that these people may know that thou art God, and that thou hast turned their hearts back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell. You know, the thing about it is fire is an unusual thing. The ladies use curling irons in the morning, and all that straighteners and doomahickeys, and it looks like a torture chamber over by the hairdresser. But the thing about it is all that stuff is run by fire. There's a fire somewhere in the nuclear power plant. Lights, fire. You know what? The thing about it is we use fire on a regular basis. Cars, all these things. But you know what? All throughout the Bible, fire is used as well. Fire is it should be an important part of the Christian life. Psalms 104 and verse 4, who maketh his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire. Psalms 39:3, my heart was hot within me while I mused, the fire burned. What is he musing on? The word of God. Hebrews 1:7, and of the angels he saith, who maketh his angels spirits and ministers a flame of fire. Jeremiah 20 verse 19, but his word was in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. God's described as a consuming fire. Deuteronomy 4:24, he is a consuming fire. Psalms 18:13, his voice is like coals of fire. Jesus is described in the Bible with fire. Malachi 3:2, he is a refiner's fire. Daniel 1:6, his eyes are as lamps of fire. His face is of the appearance of lightning. Psalms 18:8, there went up a smoke out of my nostrils and fire out of my mouth. Revelation 1:4, his head and his hairs were white as wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were a flame of fire. Daniel 7, verse 9 through 10, behold, till the thrones were cast down and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garments were as white as snow, and his hair of his head was pure like wool. His throne was the fiery flames, his wheels is burning fire. You know what? Listen, guys, we need the fire of God on our lives. We need to know the power of God. We need to, you know what? The thing about it is it doesn't come just by, hey, arriving. The truth of the matter is we have to do like what Pastor preached this morning. Get a hold of the Word of God. Dig into the Scriptures. Pray. You know what? I'll be honest with you. One of the songs that we sing that, I believe we don't understand the most is Sweet Hour of Prayer, Sweet Hour of Prayer that calls me from a world of care. Hey, listen, when's the last time we had Sweet Hour of Prayer? The truth of the matter is when was the last time we prayed, Dear Heavenly Father, remove sin from my life. Dear Heavenly Father, I want to be used of you. The Bible says, someone asked John Wesley how he attracted his crowds, and Wesley said, I set myself on fire in the pulpit, and people come to watch me burn. If we're going to do anything great for God, we must have the fire of God on our lives. I believe that our church has exciting times ahead of us, but we need the fire of God on our lives. We need to get tapped into the power source. And you know what? To be the opposite of being on fire for God is to be backslid. And the truth of the matter is too many times we say, you know what? Well, I'm comfortable where I'm at. And the truth of the matter is no. The truth of the matter is, if we're not doing things for God, if we're not tapped into the Bible, you know what? Here, listen. If we're not reading our Bible and we're not praying, what are we doing? How are we walking with God? The truth of the matter is, you go back to Adam and Eve. You know what? Man was made to walk with God. You know what? Several years back, early on in my EMS career, I got called into work one day in Saginaw, Michigan, to a place, Lakeside Circle Apartments. And we got called in, and I went and grabbed an ambulance and headed over there. And this apartment building, basically what had happened later on was I found out that the boiler in the center of the building caught on fire, and there was four extensions outward, and the fire was rapidly growing through those extensions. We were pulling people, the firefighters were pulling people out, and we were transporting them to the hospitals. And you know, that night, or that day, I noticed several things about the fire, and I've seen many fires since then and before then, but these are going to be my points, and I'm going to try and hasten through them. I know that a lot of people are tired, but listen, several things I noticed was fire consumed everything it touches. Fire demanded an action. Fire was not prejudiced. Fire changes things. And fire affects the lives of everybody around it. And fire leaves evidence of its presence. Just like this apartment fire, we need to have the fire of God on our lives. The truth of the matter is fire consumes everything it touches. Turn your Bibles to Deuteronomy chapter 4. Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 24, the Bible says, "For the Lord thy God is a consuming fire, even a jealous God." The truth of the matter is you know what? God says He's a consuming fire. Our lives are to be totally engulfed with the things of God. The truth of the matter is if God's fire is on our life, hey, listen, we're going to be excited and we're going to be hungry for the Word of God. We're going to be thirsting for the Word of God. You know what? Hey, listen, when we miss our Bible reading time, it's going to bum us out. Hey, listen, we got to get back to that, back to the Word of God. You know, soul winning will be more important, teenagers, than video games. When you're consumed with the fire of God, you know what? Church will be more important than a party or sitting at home. Hey, listen, if we're consumed with the fire of God, you know what? Hey, listen, it'd take a band of wild horses to keep us out of church. Why? Because you know what? Church is where we get recharged. Church is where we get along, get around our fellow Christians. Church is where we hear more about the Word of God, and we get excited, and we pumped up, and as a group, we charge hell with a squirt gun. We take it, and as a group, we do things for God. As a group, we support missionaries. As a group, you know what? Hey, there's so much that happens right here in the church. Now, it's not to take the place of a personal walk with God. The truth of the matter is we're supposed to be walking with God. We're supposed to be fired up so when we get here, man, I tell you what, the Bible says we're supposed to encourage, exhort, you know, and the truth of the matter is you know what? Hey, listen, it all happens in the church. And when we're consumed with the fire of God, hey, listen, we're going to be excited to come. We're going to be excited to get, hey, I don't have to come. I get to come. Hey, you know what? I tell you what, this is what happens when we get fired up. Prayer will be consistent, not intermittent. Our close friends will be Christians and not unsaved. Because the truth of the matter is, hey, listen, I'll be honest with you. Those people at work, I tell you know what? They don't want to hear the things of God. And you know what? When you're fired up, what do you want to do? You want to talk about the things of God. And you know what? Hey, listen, they don't want to hear it. Well, they're going to hear it anyway. And so the thing about it is hey, listen, when you're fired up, when you're consumed, hey, listen, you're going to be around people that want to talk about the things of God. I got on the phone the other day with Brother Jim Babinski up in Michigan. I tell you what, you know, it started off, and you know what? Our conversations go to, hey, you know what? Hey, listen to this answer to prayer. And we start sharing answers to prayer and sharing about what God has done. And you know what? Both of us were fired up at the end. You know what? Hey, listen, we were ready to 10 o'clock at night go out and start knocking on doors, telling people about Jesus. Why? Because you know what? Hey, we're excited. We're talking about the things of God. We're consumed. Also, fire demands an action. Exodus chapter 3. Exodus chapter 3. And verses 2 through 12. I want you to look at this. I was in the wrong passage. Exodus 3, verses 2 through 12. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush was burned with fire. And the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burned. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I. Boy, I tell you what. Oh, you know, here's the thing is, I wish that we could be like that, where when God calls, hey, here am I. What do you need, God? Hey, I'm right here. Hey, I'm ready to be used to God. Hey, what do you need? Hey, I don't care what it is. You know what? I'm going to be a servant. Whatever you need, I'm going to do. You know what? Servants have no will of their own. Hey, listen. Oh, that we were like a servant, that we had no will of our own, just the will of the Father. And he said, draw not nigh hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet. For the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon him. Hey, listen, he is the same God, just like we talked about. Amen. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmaster. For I know their sorrows. And you know what? God knows our sorrows. You know what? Cast your care upon him, for he careth for you. Amen. You know what? I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of the land unto the good land, and a large, unto the land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come to me, and I have seen the oppression wherein the Egyptians oppressed them. Come now hither, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh. You know, the truth of the matter is fire always demands an action. You know what? We see that, you know what? God doesn't just fire us up so that we can sit. God doesn't just fire us up. He says, hey, listen, you know what? I have a plan for you. And you know what? The plan is to evangelize Bucyrus. The plan is to allow God to do a great work in our church. You know what? God doesn't just fire us up so we can sit. God fires us up so that he can do great things through us. And you know what? If we think that we're going to do great things of ourselves, you know what? Hey, listen, it's a joke. You know, but you know what? Fire demands action of those around us. You know what? When we get fired up, you know what? Souls will be saved, and converts will be baptized, and lives will be changed. Not because of us, because of him. You know what? He's the same God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Jacob. You know what? Fire is not prejudice. Turn your Bibles to Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1. I tell you what, this is exciting stuff. Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. Hey, listen. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and in the uttermost parts of the earth. The Bible says, hey, listen, God gives us power after that the Holy Ghost. And what does he give us power to? He gives us power to witness. You know what? Hey, that's exciting. Hey, listen, you know what? If we think we're going to go out in the world and convict hearts, you know what? It's not us. It's the Holy Spirit. He gives us power. And you know what? We need to realize this, but you know what? Hey, this fire is not prejudiced. It's available to anybody. Teenager, you can have the power of God in your lives, and I've seen it happen. Child, you can have the power of God in your lives. I've seen children do awesome things. Adults, you can have the power of God in your lives. You know what? It doesn't matter what race you are. It doesn't matter what height you are. It doesn't matter what you weigh. It doesn't matter what gender you are. The truth of the matter is bless God. God can fill a power with the ugliest person. God can fill a power with the prettiest person. You know what? The power is available to everybody. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and the uttermost parts of the world. The truth of the matter is you know what? Number one, fire consumes everything it touches. Number two, fire demands an action. Number three, fire is not prejudice. Number four, fire changes things. You know, we sing the song, the things I used to do, I don't do them anymore. Things I used to do, I don't do them anymore. Hey, that's exciting. Hey, you know what? Jesus conquers sin, death, and the grave. I tell you what. That's exciting. You know what? Hey, listen, I don't have to be bound by sin anymore. Now, just like Pastor preached about this morning, you know what? I'm still going to be struggling with those besetting sins. But hey, listen, Christ has the power to conquer. God has the power to conquer. And we don't have to be bound in sin. You know what? We can have victory over sin. And it's through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. You know what? I tell you what, our destination has changed. Hey, listen, hey, I tell you what, this is exciting. You know what? I was lost and on my way to hell. And you know what? If I didn't accept Christ, I was going to burn for eternity. Where the Bible says the worm dieth not. And you know what? I couldn't even imagine what hell is like. But hey, listen. Hey, even though I didn't deserve it, Christ saved me. He set my feet on a solid rock. And you know what? Hey, bless God. One day I'm going to be in heaven. One day I'm going to see streets. I'm going to walk on streets of gold. I'm going to see my loved ones that have passed away. Hey, listen, fire changes things. God changes things. Bless God. You know what? Hey, God changed my destination. You know what? I am a citizen of heaven. I'm just passing through. You know what? Hey, that's an exciting song. But the truth of the matter is, you know what? Hey, listen, this old world that's dark and dreary, hey, this world is not my home. I'm just passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. Bless God. Fire changes things. Because you know what? When I was real young, in West Richland, Washington, after a week of something like VBS, it was neighborhood Bible time. I'd heard Bible story after Bible story. I heard the plan of salvation after plan of salvation. It was convicted. You know what? I was just convicted. I knew that I was on my way to hell, and I didn't like that. I knew that Jesus Christ could save me. West Richland, Washington, in front of the couch facing the picture window, I knelt down. And I accepted Christ as my Savior. You know what? Something changed. It's exciting. Something changed. And you know what? I'll be honest with you. Fire changes things. We get boldness. You know what? The exciting thing? In Acts chapter 4 and verse 13. Another one of my favorite verses. Because this is so true. Acts 4:13. And now that when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, they perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, and they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. How could people like this have such boldness? Hey, how can we have such boldness? Because we've been with Jesus. Hey, listen, you know what? We don't have to worry about failure because He's the King of Kings. He's conquered. And you know what? If we're delivering the message of Christ, we have conquered too, not because of ourselves, but because of Him. And listen, when we sit down and we read the book of God, Word of God, and we pray and we talk to the very God of heaven, you know what? If we're walking with Him, we're going to get boldness to tell people about God. We're going to get boldness to stand for right. We're going to be like Elijah and say, hey, listen, I only remain a prophet, but it doesn't matter because I am on His side. You know what? He's not on my side. I'm on His side. Yeah, and you know what? We get boldness from walking with God. We get boldness. I'll be honest with you. You know what? There's certain times where I just got fired up. And you know what? I'll be honest with you. I read my Bible. But you know what? I also get these sermon tapes. And bless God, Pastor Dignan is one of them. And I'll listen to him. And you know what? I'll just get so excited about God. And I'll just get so excited. I remember driving down the road. And you know what? I'm having a fit, just shouting. And you know what? Everybody's looking at me. What's wrong with that guy? You know, I think he's having seizures, you know, and everything else. But hey, listen, when we're walking with God, we don't care what anybody thinks. Not necessarily to make an idiot of ourselves, but hey, listen, we'll go knock on a door. Hey, let me tell you about the love of God. Hey, let me tell you how you can go to heaven. We'll get boldness. Boldness. But I'll be honest with you, the times where I don't have boldness is the times where I backslid and I've walked away from God. And it's those times I need to get back into the Word of God. Back to the sweet hour of prayer. Back. And you know what? Then all of a sudden the boldness comes back. It's exciting. Fire always leaves evidence of its presence. The truth of the matter is you know what? We should be striving to hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You know what's exciting about the power of God? It'd be like this. The power of God isn't even close to the Bucyrus water system. But listen, if everybody in this auditorium got together and we got together, all of our friends, okay? Everybody we knew said, all right, listen, we're going to drink the Bucyrus water system dry. You know what? Well, we're going to do it. And we got everybody we could, and everybody got their glasses of water, and we formed a line. We left those faucets on. We were running cups under there, and we're drinking them and drinking them and drinking them. You know what? We get waterlogged before we could ever drink the water system dry. You know what? The exciting part about it? You can walk with God and you can get fired up. And you know what? Hey, listen. The power never ends. The power never ends. You know what? Hey, listen. God's word is powerful. You know what? There's room at the cross. You know what? You can never tell enough people about Jesus Christ. Heaven is not going to fill up. Hey, I tell you what, you know what? The truth of the matter is you can receive power and power and power and power, and God can do great work after great work. And the truth of the matter is, you know what? It's like trying to drink the Bucyrus water system dry. It's just not going to happen. You've got plenty of power to go around. And the thing about it is how are we doing? Are we fired up? Are we just sitting back? Are we just happy where we're at? Are we fired up? I'll be honest with you. I'm excited because you know what? Calvary Baptist Church has an exciting time ahead. You know what? I tell you what. I'm looking forward to the promotions. Why? Because you know what? Hey, I'm going to try and get as many people here for those promotions as I possibly can. And you know what? Here's the thing. It's a challenge. You try and get more than I do. All right? And now maybe you can. I don't know. But hey, listen, it's not for a lack of a fight. And the thing about it is, but listen, guys, I tell you what, exciting. But the truth of the matter is you know what? I'm trying to remember who said it. But listen, one of the great preachers of the past said, the world has yet to see what God can do with an individual that's sold out for God. What would happen if an entire church sold out for God? I tell you what. It's been too long since we've had a revival. It's been too long since America has seen revival. And you know what? It can start right here. I believe it can. And the truth of the matter is, you know what? God's power is, you know what? Hey, we serve the same God, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's just as powerful. Hey, listen, I believe that, you know what? If Calvary Baptist Church got on fire for God, I believe the story of Elijah would pale in comparison to what God could do here in Bucyrus. You know what? Exciting times. Let's pray. Dylan, Father, we thank you so much. Dylan, Father, we thank you that you can use anybody. Dylan, Father, if that weren't the case, I don't know that you could use me. Dylan, Father, I pray that you just help us as a church to get fired up. Dylan, Father, we want you to do great things. Dylan, Father, I'm so excited for the future of our church. Heavenly Father, I'm so excited. Heavenly Father, I believe that you have heaven. I believe that you have awesome things in store for us. Heavenly Father, I pray that you just help us to get fired up, help us to get on board. I pray that you just help us to be sold out. Help us to do all that we can. Give us boldness. Heavenly Father, help us to be consumed. We'll pray this in Jesus' name, Pastor.